This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Hospitals compete for patients, and emergency departments play a big role in bringing in business. So what happens to business as usual when a hospital takes on a patient with Ebola? Thursday afternoon, there was no wait time at Texas Health Presbyterian's emergency room in Dallas. Usually, it takes about 45 minutes to see a doctor. But less than a week after a patient confirmed to have Ebola came through the ER, it's not the most popular place.
If I lived in Dallas and became ill, I would head straight for the Texas Health ER, knowing that the waiting lines are so short.
Dr. Albert Wu is professor of health policy and management at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. He says even if the fear isn't rational, the panic will have a short-term effect on business.
Emergency departments are certainly one of the main routes to getting hospital admissions. And so for almost every big hospital, the emergency room is a crucial way to get patients.
In most cases, emergency departments don't choose their patients. Sometimes they have the flu or heart problems. Sometimes it's infectious diseases like the measles or tuberculosis. In 2003, a man showed up at the Lehigh Valley Emergency Room in Allentown, Pennsylvania, with symptoms that looked like SARS. Dr. Alexander Rosenau, the president of the American College of Emergency Physicians, remembers what happened next.
One of our physicians recognized the respiratory component together with diarrhea and vomiting and fever and came out of the room and asked everybody to immediately glove up, put on their respiratory equipment and their universal precautions. And sure enough, this was identified as a patient with SARS.
One of the first SARS cases in the U.S. The patient was isolated and no one else got sick.
Human nature is to take a step back when something like that happens. And it's part of our job as educated practitioners to let them know where the risk is and what to avoid and where the risk is not.
Rosenau says the Allentown Emergency Department didn't suffer as a result of handling the SARS case appropriately. The situation is different in Dallas because the man sick with Ebola was sent home the first time he visited Texas Health Presbyterian. 2 days later, when he returned in an ambulance, he was put in isolation. Still, Albert Wu at Johns Hopkins says he doesn't expect patients to permanently avoid the ER.
I expect that this is just a blip. Airline stocks dipped in the last day or two also, but I think it's probably a good opportunity to buy airline stocks.
Or visit the ER. In the long run, Wu says the hospital could actually benefit.
I'm not sure that they're going to make their reputation on we do the best job curing Ebola cases, send them to us. But they are getting their name mentioned, and in the end, that might not be a terrible thing.
Lauren Silverman, KERA News.